In the disputed Indian state of Kashmir, a second round of voting takes place tomorrow. India hopes the election for a new state assembly will help legitimize its continued control over the country's only Muslim-majority state. A separatist insurgency in Kashmir, supported by Pakistan, has left at least 60,000 people dead over the past dozen years. There was more violence in Kashmir today on the eve of voting, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
It's not only election time, but harvest time in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Farmers and their families thresh the golden wheat while cicadas keep the rhythm in the early morning air. Indian troops lay sprawled in the fields, their automatic weapons trained on the woods nearby. 18-year-old Ahmed Bhatt takes a break from his work to say he's going to vote in these elections, but not by choice. The Indian security forces will make us vote, he says, in order to say they've had a good turnout. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. Previous elections in 1987 and 1996 are widely perceived as having been rigged. The Indian government denies allegations of vote rigging and coercion. Ahmed Bhatt's father, Abdul, a bent 65-year-old, says the security forces aren't the only problem. Militant separatist groups have warned people to stay away from the polls, he says. Anyone ignoring the warning risks death. We're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, the farmer says, between the militants and the security forces. Either way, it doesn't really matter, he says. Nothing changed after the last elections, and nothing will come of these. And the killing, he says, will continue. India says arch-rival Pakistan is behind much of the violence, but Mehbooba Mufti, a leader of one of the Kashmiri political parties taking part in this election, says New Delhi must accept part of the blame.
People are alienated from the rest of the country. People have some very genuine grievances with the rest of the country which need to be addressed. And that's the problem, you know, Pakistan is adding to that.
The moderate separatist umbrella group, the All Parties Hurriyat Conference, is boycotting the voting and has called for a general strike tomorrow. Hurriyat leaders say the elections are merely a smokescreen for India to show the international community that Kashmiris are represented in the political process. Abdul Ghani Bhatt is chairman of the Hurriyat Conference.
If we will be participating in the election process, don't forget that we will be doing it within the Indian constitutional framework and under the Indian Election Commission supervision. This is accepting Indian hegemony in Jammu and Kashmir. This is not our position and this has never been our position.
With the Hurriyat boycotting, victory for the government-backed National Conference seems assured. An end to the violence seems anything but. Voting concludes on October 8th. Results are expected by the middle of the month. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Srinagar.